Fear of needles might be keeping some people from getting their COVID vaccine. These days, there are a lot of images floating around online and on the news of people getting jabbed in the arm with needles. For some people, those images might bring feelings of hope and anticipation for their own COVID shot and for life to return to normal. For others, those images are unsolicited exposure therapy to one of their greatest fears. A 2018 study found that 16% of adults avoided getting a routine flu vaccination because of their fear of needles. In a global pandemic where getting vaccinated is the most sure way to protect yourself, we'll talk about this fear and how to deal with it. Mary Rogers is a co-author of the study I mentioned. It's called The Fear of Needles, A Systematic Review and Meta-Analysis. She's an epidemiologist and an emeritus research associate professor in the Department of Internal Medicine at the University of Michigan. She attended, by the way, UW-Madison for her undergraduate studies. Mary, welcome back to Wisconsin. Mary, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, there you are. Hi. Now, you published a study looking at a lot of research out there on the fear of needles back in 2018. How common is this fear?
It is very common in that it is almost universal in preschool children and then decreases as you grow older. So about 20 to 30% of young adults had a fear of needles, and then it decreases as you get a little bit older, but it's fairly common, although the degree of fear varies. So some people just have mild anxiety or might be a little moderate, and it really is less than 5%, more around 2% that have an extreme phobia to needles, and those individuals have a definite physical reaction and need medical help. But for a lot of people, it is just generalized anxiety regarding needles.
We'll talk about that 2 to 5% who have that extreme phobia of needles in just a bit. But for the people in that kind of middle category, you're just talking about that anxiety, do we know to what extent that might motivate them to not get a vaccine versus, okay, I can get over this for this really important vaccine?
Yes, the people that have this needle fear, even if it's mild or moderate, are significantly less likely to go in for vaccines. They're more likely if it's required in their employment, but if they have a choice regarding it, they're much less likely to get one. We found that about 16% of adult patients avoided an influenza vaccine because they had a needle fear. And those individuals were also avoiding pneumococcal vaccine and tetanus vaccines. So people do avoid it because of the fear of needles.
Now, we don't necessarily have research on this because COVID is a once in a hundred years in some ways worldwide pandemic. I guess I just wonder, you know, maybe people wouldn't get that annual flu shot, but with this high profile disease, do you think that will maybe motivate people to be more likely to overcome that anxiety?
Yeah, that's a good question. We don't have a lot of research, but there was a recent nationwide survey on people's intention to get the COVID vaccine that came out recently in the journal Vaccine. And it showed that people that did not get their influenza vaccine were also less likely to like to get a COVID vaccine. And it also showed that certain people were less likely to get it. So for people who had no comorbidities, they were fairly healthy, and they had needle fear, they were less likely to intend to get the COVID vaccine. People who have a lot of comorbidities and are kind of used to going into the doctor for having various procedures, they were a little bit more likely to plan to get the COVID vaccine. So it does kind of depend upon how your familiarity with the doctor and doctor's offices and whether you've had blood tests before.
We're talking to Mary Rogers from the University of Michigan Department of Internal Medicine. She has done research on the fear of needles and how common that fear is and how it can affect people's willingness to receive a vaccine, especially if that vaccine is only in needle format. Okay, Mary, we set aside that group of people. You said 2 to 5% who have an extreme fear of needles, something we might call a phobia. If I have a milder anxiety, yeah, maybe you can talk me into something. If I have a full-on phobia, it's not going to be as easy, right?
Right. It isn't going to be as easy. And actually, for those individuals who have an extreme physical reaction, it's always recommended to talk with their primary physician or a psychologist or psychiatrist about treatments available. There are recommended guidelines for various cognitive behavioral approaches that use kind of a stepping stone approach to get people more desensitized to needles. And that's usually done in a clinical setting over weeks or months. So that takes some time and it takes initiative to make an appointment to see your psychologist or psychiatrist. I don't know how many people were going to go to that extreme for the COVID vaccine, but the greater percentage are those people that have more of a mild to moderate anxiety regarding needles.
Now, if people might hear this and say, well, 2 to 5%, it's bad news for them if they can't get a vaccine. But in terms of herd immunity, it doesn't sound like that big a number. I don't know how big a difference does it make if we have this population that it's a really tall bar to get them to be able to take an injection.
Yeah, that might be one of the factors. You know, there's a number of factors related to has a hesitancy for getting the vaccine, and it might play into our inability to reach herd immunity if you have a large number of those individuals who just cannot bring themselves to make an appointment. But there are, for those people that have kind of a moderate anxiety regarding this, there are some readily available techniques that ordinary people can use. For example, distraction is one of them. And we use it with children getting vaccines, but it also works with adults. So depending upon what you like to do when you're waiting in line for your vaccine, it might be wise to bring your headphones along and listen to music, or do some reading, or bring a support person with you to your appointment if you can, or talk to somebody that is a support person on your phone while you're waiting in line. Because one of the anxious provoking situations is when you have to wait. So you make your appointment, you're at Walgreens or Rite Aid. Some people get in right away and they get it done, and that's less nerve-wracking. But if you have to wait for a half an hour, hour or two, that's when people start to become very anxious. So it's better to kind of plan for that. Plan to take your cell phone along and distract yourself by doing something different, or having a support person, or have something to do while you're waiting. The other thing that might be helpful is when you're watching TV before you get to your appointment, often you'll see these people on the news or on commercials, and they are getting their shot, and you can see the syringe, you can see them getting vaccinated, and that's very anxious provoking for some people just to see the needle. So when that happens, it may be useful to try various relaxation techniques that psychologists use, which means that when you see that and you start feeling anxious when you see that needle, you just sit down and you take a deep breath and you relax and take another deep breath and relax and do that for a while every time you see a needle. So you begin to associate relaxation with that image. So if it is so fearful for you to see the syringe on TV, you can just try relaxation. Now, that doesn't help everybody, but it might help a few people who, it's more of a mild anxiety.
We'll leave it with that bit of advice, Mary. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Sure.
That was Mary Rogers, epidemiologist and emeritus research associate professor in internal medicine at the University of Michigan. She joined us for a look at the fear of needles and why that could slow down vaccinations and some advice for people with needle-related anxiety on how to still get that COVID shot.